SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball welcomes you to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Streaming coverage is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings, just minutes away from Aberdeen in the festival at Bel Air. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series.
Pacific Southwest set to take on the team from Southwest. Is this one just about to get underway? Well, Pacific Southwest comes into this one with a 2-1 record in the A division of the American side of the play here at the Cal Ripken World Series. The Southwest comes in with an 0-2 record as the managers both meeting out at home plate, exchanging lineup cards. Is this one set to get underway here? Well, the game prior to this one taking place after a rain-delayed entire day yesterday. No teams playing except for the ones that were played prior to this one. Team Canada versus the Dominican Republic and Hartford County versus Southeast as they finished up their rain-delayed games. Southeast would walk away winners in over at National Field by a score of 6-3, and Team Canada would walk away winners here by a final score of 4-2. Well, for Pacific Southwest, they're going to bring out this starting lineup. It's going to be Gavin Gamble. He'll play second base. At shortstop, it's going to be Will Springer. Batting third and playing catcher is going to be Gavin Van Groningen. Pitching this morning is going to be the four-hitter, Vincent Rangel. And batting fifth, being the extra player this morning for Pacific Southwest, is going to be Matthew Aguirre. In center field, the batting sixth is going to be Trent Avidia. At first base, batting seventh is going to be Daylon Davis. Hitting eighth, playing third, is going to be Trace Pierce. In the ninth spot is going to be right fielder Elias Garcia. And rounding things out for Pacific Southwest is going to be Bo Wilkinson. He'll play left field. And on the other side, for Southwest, it's going to be leading things off Evan Stewart. He'll play second base. At shortstop is going to be John Vinsatisfield. And then pitching this morning is going to be hitting third, Zach White. Catching is going to be Robert Bavon. And then hitting fifth, playing right field, is Grant Smithson. Hitting sixth, playing third base, Jacob Evans-Funk. And in the seventh spot, playing first base, Ty Barrett. In the eighth hole is going to be Reese Weatherton. He'll play left field. And rounding things out is going to be the center fielder, Garrett Hatfield. We'll take a short break. Come right back here as this one just about set to get underway. This is the Cal Ripken World Series. You're on SFMSports.net.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo. Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Well, back here at Cal Seniors Yard is the Pacific Southwest team just about set to take the field. They're wearing their green Under Armour tops with gray pants. Now on the other side, Southwest is going to come to the plate. They're sporting a dark maroon top with a little gold trim on it and a white pants. Some of the players pulling their pants up, wearing some stirrup socks that have the Under Armour logo on it and some red and gold as well. As Pacific Southwest huddling before they take the field here. On the mound for Pacific Southwest is going to be Vincent Rangel. Rangel is about set to come to the mound. As Southwest is going to send out this starting lineup in the top of the first inning here. Leading things off is going to be the second baseman, Evan Stewart. He'll be followed up by John Vin Satterfield. He'll play shortstop. And then at hitting third is going to be the pitcher this morning, Zach White. As Rangel comes out on the mound, the right-hander, pretty lengthy right-hander, as he fires some warm-up pitches to his catcher, Van Groningen. Well, these two teams come in with a pretty good record for the Pacific Southwest team, a 2-1 record. And then on the other side, it's an 0-2 record for the Southwest team as they look for their first win of this Cal Ripken World Series. The game prior to this one, Team Canada took a 4-2 win over the Dominican Republic. And over at the other side of the complex at Nationals Field, the Southeast team was able to defeat the team from Hartford County by a final score of 6-3. That was Hartford County's first loss of the World Series as they came into that one with a 3-0 record. They'll move to 3-1 as they battle it out in the other division. Well, in this A division, it's Pacific Southwest, Maryland State, New England, Pacific Northwest, and Southwest. Division B is Hartford County, Southeast, Midwest Plains, Ohio Valley, and the team from the Mid-Atlantic. Is this one just about set to get underway here? Rangel will toe the rubber. Here comes the first pitch. First pitch is delivered in there for a strike at 10:09. So a little early here. First pitch scheduled for 10:15, but with that rain delay yesterday, games will be moving quickly today. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to miss outside. The count moves to 1-1. Stewart awaits the 1-1 pitch. This one's going to miss outside. Count moves to 2-1. Stewart, the second baseman this morning. As he'll look to start things off for the Southwest team. The 2-1's going to be grounded to the left side. Pierce up with this one in foul territory, however. So the count's going to move even at 2. In the outfield, in left field, it's Wilkinson. In center, it's Avedia. In right field is Garcia. At third is Pierce. At short, Springer. Second base, Gamble. And at first is Davis. Behind the plate, the battery for Rangel is Van Groningen. As here comes the 2-2 delivery. This one's going to be a check swing. It's going to be appealed down first. He did go around indeed. So Rangel picks up his first strikeout of the morning. And there's quickly one away here in the top of the first. Vine Satterfield is going to dig into the right side. He has his pants pulled up with those socks showing. A short second hole hitter here. Also wearing the number 2. Here comes the first pitch. This one's going to miss in the dirt. Count goes to 1-0. Vin Satterfield, had a chance to watch him the other day. He'll be over there at short this morning. He was also over at short the other morning. Did a nice job for this Southwest team as the 1-0 pitch is delivered. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. After Vin Satterfield is going to be White. White the pitcher for this Southwest team. As here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be on the inner half for strike two. Nice breaking ball there by Rangel. Able to start that one out on the inside corner. We'll work it back towards the inner middle half of the plate. As here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's the exact same pitch. That one fall tipped, however. A nice job there by Vin Satterfield to stay alive. Vin Satterfield will dig back into the right side after taking a few warm-up hacks. Finds himself down on the count here, 1-2 with one away. Southwest looking for their first win. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That one's going to be on the outside corner for strike three. And they'll be quickly two away with two strikeouts for Rangel. Zach White going to come to the dish now. White looking to help himself out here early. As here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be right down the middle for strike one. Oren Gale doing a really nice job to work that pitch. In on the hitters, but the hitter's jumping out of the way on the breaking ball. As the same pitch is delivered, that one's going to miss outside this time. And the count moves to 0-2. No 2 count to the Southwest pitcher. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. We'll do up for Pacific Southwest in the bottom of the first. Is going to be Gamble, Springer, and then Van Groningen. As there's two away here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one swung on and missed for strike three. So three up and three down early here for Southwest. We'll see what Pacific Southwest can do in the bottom of the first. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard in the bottom of the first inning. As for Pacific Southwest, it's going to be Gavin Gamble, Will Springer, and then Gavin Van Groningen. And Southwest unable to get a hit in the top of the first inning. Three strikeouts for the Pacific Southwest pitcher, Vincent Rangel. Nice job by the right-hander. Is on the other side for the Southwest team, it's going to be right-handed pitcher Zach White. White, not exactly your taller pitcher, but has some good movement on his off-speed pitches. Had the opportunity to watch White the other day in a morning game over at Nationals Field. Had some good off-speed working for him, as well as a good location and command on his fastball. As Gavin Gamble, the second baseman, is going to dig into the left side here. Gamble with some speed. We'll see what he does as the third baseman, Evans Van Funk, playing up on what would be the grass as the first pitch is going to be delivered. That one's going to be upstairs. Count goes to 1-0. An all-turf surface here at Cal Seniors Yard. The only part that is natural is the dirt behind home plate and on the mound. As here comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's going to miss outside. Count goes 2-0. Springer on deck. Van Groningen in the hole. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. This one's going to be on the outer half for strike one. A good take there by Gamble. Ahead of the count, 2-0. Has yet to see a strike. So nice job by him up at the dish. Here comes the 2-1 pitch from White. This one's going to miss outside. Count goes to 3-1. A 3-1 pitch to the leadoff hitter. This one's going to miss upstairs as Gamble's going to draw a walk to lead things off here for Pacific Southwest. Well, over at Nationals Field right now, it's Japan taking on Puerto Rico. Is that one underway in the first inning? Will Springer's going to head to the dish here. Shortstop for Pacific Southwest as Gamble leads off of first. Springer digs into the right side, has that wide stance up at the plate before the pitch comes, and that pitch is going to be delivered up high for ball one. Springer with that front foot, stands in there with the front foot almost all the way open, and as the pitch is delivered, closes it up. with his momentum going forward, as now we're going to have a slight delay. As the Southwest manager, Jeff Poe, is going to come out and talk to his pitcher to make sure everything's all right here. Poe, assisted by Frank Botman and Gene Gebhardt. As the right-hander is going to set and deliver the 1-0. The bunt squared around, not going to take as the runner breaks for second, and it's going to be out at second base. What a throw there by Bovan. As Bovan, the right-handed catcher, makes a bullet of a throw down to second base. As he'll now be one away, and Springer finds himself in a 1-1 count. So Gamble caught stealing. Springer awaits the 1-1. This one's going to be lifted foul. Count goes to 1-2. The Pacific Northwest team is taking on the team from Maryland over at Citizens Field right now as well. As here comes the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be cracked down the right field line, but that's going to go foul as it'll reach the seats. Count stays at 1-2. Well, Ty Barrett, the first baseman for Southwest, telling his right fielder, Grant Smissone, to shade more towards the line. As Springer followed a couple pitches off that way. Here comes the 1-2. This one's going to be lifted towards the right side. Barrett underneath this one. Can't come up with it. As he tried to run up on it quickly. Not hit hard and high enough by Springer. So it's going to stay a 1-2 count. White, the right-hander, looks into his catcher, Bovan. Bovan flashes a sign. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be a breaking ball that misses just outside. And that evens the count up at 2. Fans for both teams filling in the stands nicely here. As here comes the 2-2. This one's going to be on the inside corner for strike 3. A nice job by Zach White to pick up a strikeout after his catcher, Bovan, threw out Gamble at second. Now there's two away for Gavin Van Groningen. Van Groningen, the catcher for this Pacific Southwest team. As here comes the first pitch from White. This one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be on the outer half for strike 1. If Van Groningen can reach here, it's going to be the pitcher, Rangel, as he stands on deck. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from White. This one's going to be in the dirt. This count's going to move to 1-1. Clouds in the area, wind blowing dead out to center field on a line. Sunshine appearing here as well. As the 1-1 pitch is delivered, this one's going to be lifted to the left side in foul territory. Evans Van Funk underneath this one. He makes a catch for the third out. So three up, or four up rather, and a Gamble runner caught stealing. As Pacific Southwest does a nice job. We'll see what Southwest can do in the top of the second. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Take out for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here at Cal Seniors Yard as we head to the top of the second inning. And we're going to see Robert Bovan, Grant Smissone, and Jacob Evans Van Funk. or Evans Funk, rather. As Bavon's going to dig into the right side here, the catcher for this Southwest team who threw a runner out in the bottom of the first inning. The first pitch is going to be delivered in there for a strike. Brent Gale doing a nice job in the first inning as he went 1-2-3 on the top of the lineup, all via the strikeout. As he'll set and deliver the 0-1, that one's going to miss low in the dirt. Count moves to 1-1. What an opportunity for some of these young players to feel what it feels like to play at the major league level. Is this field a replica of Camden Yards as the 1-1's grounded to the left side? Pierce up with this one, fires over to first with a strong throw, and records the first out here in the bottom of the second. Grant Smithson comes to the dish here. Smithson, the right fielder for the Southwest team, gets his first at-bat. So he stands way up in the box. Relaxed hands and awaits the first pitch from Rangel. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be lined into left field. It's going to be down for a hit. As Wilkinson out there in left field picks it up, fires it back into the infield. And so Smithson has himself a one-out hit here in the bottom of the second, or top of the second. Jacob Evans-Funk, the third baseman, will dig into the right side here. A nice job by Smithson to attack a first-pitch fastball and put it into left field. As he leads off a first, the pickoff attempt not going to be in time, and Smithson back into plenty of time. Made a nice dive to make sure of it. He'll lead off again, a little bigger lead this time. Evans-Funk awaits the first pitch. Here it comes. This one's going to be check swing over to second. Caught and thrown, but not thrown back over to first. So Gamble catches a line drive from Evans-Funk. As Evans-Funk kind of went around on a check swing, Gamble couldn't get it out of his glove to throw back over to first in time for the double play. So Smithson still stands on first as Evans-Funk is retired on the line drive. That's going to bring up Ty Barrett. Barrett awaits the first pitch from the right-hander. It's going to have to wait as the pickoff attempt is going to get into right field. The right fielder, Garcia, is going to come up, throw down to second, but not in time. As Smithson advances over to second base on a pass ball. Barrett awaits the pitch, and that one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. So an 0-1 count with two away here to Ty Barrett. Smithson leads off a second. Barrett digs back in, also standing way up in that box. As he'll await the 0-1. This one's going to be a breaking ball. That's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Runner in scoring position for this Southwest team as they search for their first win. Here comes the 0-2. This one's going to be lined towards the left side and caught by the third baseman, Pierce. As Pacific Southwest gets out of a jam here, we'll see what they can do in the bottom of the second. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention, it's free. That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. Coverage starts with the U.S. Championship Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Get the full schedule at SFMSports.net.
Rangel, Aguirre, and Avidia do up here in the bottom of the second inning. As Pacific Southwest looks to get things going. They had a runner on in the first inning as Gavin Gamble drew a walk to lead the game off, but then was caught stealing on a nice throw from the catcher from Southwest. Behind the dish is Robert Bavon. Bavon with a laser down to second. As no more of the Pacific Southwest hitters could reach base. Rangel, the pitcher, will dig in here. Here comes White to the set. He'll deliver. This one's going to be inside for a ball. This one getting underway at 10:09. As here comes the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to be fouled off. The count moves to 1-1. First pitch set for 10:15, but with that rain delay yesterday, this one got underway a little early. White, the right-hander, will set and deliver the 1-1. That's going to be a breaking ball that misses low for ball two. The right-hander comes to a set. Now will wind and deliver the 2-1. That's going to miss inside for ball three. Rangel doing a nice job on the mound for this Pacific Southwest team. Hasn't allowed a runner past second base. Just one hit. As here comes the 3-1 pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. So a full count to the Pacific Southwest pitcher. Zach White on the mound looks to deal the payoff pitch. He'll come set. Now wind and deliver. That one's going to be grounded over to short. Picked up by Vince Satterfield. He'll fire it on over to first. For the first out here in the bottom of the second. A nice play there by Vince Satterfield. Stayed down on the ball and then made a nice toss over to his first baseman, Barrett. Aguirre, the extra player, is going to dig in here. He'll dig into the right side. Has a couple of Evil Shield sleeves on and awaits the first pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed. Has the Evil Shield sleeve on the right arm. Some white Marucci batting gloves. Way up in that box on the right side as he awaits the 0-1 pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to miss in the dirt for ball one. These players getting equipped with some of the top gear from Under Armour. They earned it for sure as they earn their way here. As here comes the 1-1. That one's also going to miss low. Count moves to 2-1. Championship weekend just around the corner here. As here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be cracked foul. Count moves to 2-2. A world championship game at 8 o'clock right here at Cal Seniors Yard on Saturday. UA Futures game also at 5 right before that world championship game. So a couple of fun games coming up on Saturday. So here comes the 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be lifted high to left field. That one's going to be deep. That one is going to be gone. A 2-2 pitch from White. And Aguirre puts over the left field fence. And Pacific Southwest is going to lead this one 1-0. A home run from the extra player. As that ball is going to be tossed back into the park by a fan and now flipped over to the Pacific Southwest coach over there at third base. They'll keep that baseball. That will be a lifetime memory for Matthew Aguirre. As now Trent Avidia is going to dig in here. The center fielder awaits the first pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. Well, really nice job so far by the right-handed pitcher, Zach White. Besides that pitch right there that was lined into left field, that one's lined back up the middle, caught by White. Is White able to get out of the way yet, put his glove up and make the catch for the second out? That'll bring up Daylon Davis. Davis, the first baseman, awaits the first pitch. That one's going to nearly hit him. So the count goes to 1-0. Davis wearing the number 8 with that new Under Armour uniform. Well, just to finish up that thought on White, he's had some good command and control with his fastball, especially on his off-speed pitches. It's worked well so far, as the 1-0 is going to be outside for ball two. The only real mistake pitch that he delivered was that fastball to Aguirre, which he put that 2-2 pitch over the left field fence, as the 2-0 is going to be cracked foul. The count moves to 2-1. White, the right-hander, is going to set, go from the windup. He'll deliver the 2-1 pitch. It's going to be a foul tipped again. Count moves to 2-2. Davis will dig back in, standing right in the middle of that right side box. White looks into his catcher, Bavon. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that is just tipped. So the count stays at 2. Bavon, the catcher for Southwest, doing a nice job to call some breaking balls, especially on that last pitch. Davis had to go on a reach for it. Here comes the 2-2. That one swung on a miss for strike three. But the Pacific Southwest team gets one up on the board, courtesy of a Matthew Aguirre solo shot over the left field fence. We'll see what the Southwest team can do in the top of the third. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Top of the third inning here at Cal Seniors Yard, as Pacific Southwest leads this one by a score of 1-0, courtesy of a long ball from Matthew Aguirre. Here comes the first pitch to the eight-hole hitter, Reese Weatherton. He squares around a bunt and offers at it, and the count's going to be 0-1. Rangel back on the mound for his third inning of work here. He's worked well so far, only allowed one base hit. So here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Weatherton playing left field. Hasn't had a lot of action out there besides that home run from Aguirre. So here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one's going to miss low in the dirt. A good waste pitch there by Rangel. Count goes to 1-2. Rangel, the right-hander, comes set, delivers the 1-2. That one's going to be a check swing. It's going to be over the middle anyway. And so a strikeout for Rangel on Weatherton. That will bring Garrett Hatfield to the plate. Hatfield, the center fielder, will get his first at-bat here. Stewart stands on deck. Here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be on the outer half, but it's going to miss for the first ball. 1-0 game here in the top of the third. As Rangel comes set, delivers the 1-0. That one's going to miss outside for ball two. Well, Jeff Poe stands down there at third base. He's the manager of this team. He's assisted by Botman and Gebhardt, as that one's going to be back up the middle. A tough play for the shortstop. Springer fires over to first just in time to get Hatfield running. A chopper that was blind back up the middle. Rangel couldn't put a glove on it, as then the shortstop Springer able to come over, make a nice play, and fire over to first with a strong throw for the out. Couple of plays now for the shortstop. That's going to turn the lineup card over for Evan Stewart. Stewart digs into the right side. Here comes the pitch. That one's going to be over the middle. Strike one. Lauren Gale doing a real nice job with that curveball. Starts it in on the hands of the hitters and then works it back as the 0-1's going to be delivered outside. Count moves to 1-1. Japan and Puerto Rico over at Nationals Field, currently in the second inning. As here comes the 1-1 pitch, that one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Pacific Northwest and Maryland over at Citizens Field. That one just underway as well. Two outs here in the top of the third. A 1-2 count to the leadoff hitter. That one's going to be check swing. He did go around, so it's going to be strike three. As it goes three up, three down here for Southwest. Still a 1-0 game. Pacific Southwest leads this one. You're listening to the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Trace Pierce, Elias Garcia, and Bo Wilkinson due up here for Pacific Southwest in the bottom half of the third inning. Currently a 1-0 game that Pacific Southwest leads. Courtesy of a Matthew Aguirre solo shot home run over the left field fence. Out there, it's 215 to the corner, 205 to the right field corner with a high right field wall, and 263 to dead center. The Babe Ruth logo out in left field, painted on the grass. The Under Armour logo in center field. And then in right center field is the Ripken baseball logo. Cool touch here added on at the Cal Ripken World Series. A good game here. Zach White back on the mound for his third inning of work. The only mistake pitch he made was that Aguirre one. He's set to face Pierce. Pierce awaits the first pitch from the right-hander. That's going to be on the inner half for strike one. Pierce, the third baseman. This is his first at-bat. This game working quickly as here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to be lifted to the right side, but it's going to reach the seats as the count goes to 0-2. Well, the seats slowly starting to fill in here as we get past, or approach 10:45 rather. As here comes the 0-2 pitch from the right-hander. That one's almost going to hit Pierce. Pierce ducks out of the way and the count goes to 1-2. Action started around the Ripken Complex this morning at 8 o'clock. As here comes the 1-2 pitch from the right-hander. That one's going to be over to second. A diving stab by Stewart. As he went to his knees, made the catch. Wasn't sure if the umpire was going to call it a catch. Looked over to him and umpire ruled that that one was officially a catch. So no throw needed over to first base. So a nice job by Evan Stewart over there at second base to record the first out of the bottom of the third. That'll bring Elias Garcia to the plate. Garcia, the right fielder, digs in for his first at-bat. As here comes the pitch. That one's nearly going to hit him on the head. And so White finds himself down the count here, 1-0 to Garcia. Garcia awaits the 1-0 pitch from White. That one's going to miss outside. Count's going to move to 2-0. White, the right-hander, will set, go from the delivery. Deliver the 2-0. That one almost hits Garcia again, and the count moves to 3-0. So White, with a couple of fastballs that come in on Garcia. Garcia's had to get out of the way a few times. As here comes the 3-0 pitch from White. That one's going to miss outside. And so a four-pitch walk to Garcia. So he'll start things off for this Pacific Southwest team here in the bottom half of the third. Wilkinson digs into the right side here, standing way up in that box. Garcia with a short lead over at first. Barrett will get the pickoff throw, but not going to be able to tag Garcia in time. Barrett tagging Garcia right on the head, a little friendly gesture, just to make sure he's on the bag. Everyone's safe, though. Garcia leads off. Now the throw back over to first, just in time. Garcia gets back. Garcia with a little longer lead there. He was caught in between his steps as White took note of that and fired over to first. Barrett with the tag, but Garcia able to get back in just enough time. As here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be grounded to the left side. It'll go foul. Count moves to 0-1. Wilkinson, the 10-hitter for this Pacific team. After him, Gamble stands on deck. White will throw back over to first base, not in time. Also in third inning over there at Nationals Field as Japan takes on Puerto Rico. White, the right-hander, comes, sets, delivers the 0-1. It's going to be a pitch out, but no action over there at first base, so the count's going to move to 1-1. Well, smart call there by Bavon. They have Garcia with a good lead over there at first. And with these shorter base paths. Nice job by Bavon to call a pickout to try to throw him out, but no action from Garcia as he'll take another lead over there. Sticks his hand out towards the base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from White. That one's going to miss outside. The count moves to 2-1. Fans from the Southwest team filling in underneath the canopy down the third baseline. Pacific Southwest fans, filling in under the canopy on the first base side. As White will come set, fire back over to first, but not in time to get Garcia. On Friday, it's going to be the Diamond Bracket Final at 1 o'clock right here, followed by the U.S. Championship and International Championship. White looks into his catcher, Bavon. He comes set, delivers a 2-1. This one grounded towards the left side. Could be two. Over to second for one. Back to first and can't be scooped by Barrett. So a 5-4 play over there at second base. As Garcia is retired on the fielder's choice, Wilkinson reaches on that fielder's choice. As there's now two away for Gavin Gamble, the leadoff hitter here. What a play over there by Evans Funk. Got it quickly and got it out of his glove over to his second baseman, Stewart. Stewart with a nice turn back to first. The throw a little short. And Barrett couldn't pick it up as the throw back to first not going to be in time. But a nice job to stay composed over there at third by Evans Funk. Delivered a throw right on the chest of Stewart. As here comes the first pitch to Gavin Gamble. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. If Gamble can reach here with two away, it's going to be Will Springer. Gamble in his first at-bat drew a walk and then was later caught stealing on a nice throw from the catcher, Bavon. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander, White. He sets and delivers. That one's going to miss upstairs for ball two. White getting some encouragement from his coaching staff in his dugout. Jeff Poe giving him those words of encouragement. As now White's going to come set. He'll pause, deliver the 2-0. That one's going to be swung on miss. Runner breaks for second. He's going to reach easily as Bavon could not come up clean with that ball. But a 2-1 count nonetheless on Gavin Gamble. Wilkinson picks up a stolen base. He'll lead off a second now. The second baseman, Stewart, cheating over towards the bag. Shortstop playing at his respective position. As here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be over towards the left side. A tough play for Evans Funk. He, nearly comes up with a sensational catch right in front of the Southwest dugout. Ran right into the arm rail That protects that dugout. Missed the ball by just a couple inches. So a 2-2 count with two away here. Runner on second. Wilkinson leads off a second. White comes set at the waist. Delivers the 2-2. This one's going to be swung on a miss for strike three. As White picks up a strikeout despite a runner in scoring position. Still a 1-0 game. We'll head to the top of the fourth. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Top of the fourth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard. And Southwest is going to come to the dish. It's going to be Vine Satterfield, followed by White and Bavon. Vine Satterfield digs into the right side here. Shortstop is 0 for 1 on the day with a K. That first pitch is going to be delivered in there for a strike. Orangale doing a real nice job with that breaking ball. Continuously getting hitters to look at that one. As he'll come set and deliver the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. Orangale got the leadoff hitters 1-2-3. In that first inning, all on the strikeout. Here comes the 1-1. That one's going to be fouled off the front foot of Vine Satterfield. He'll be all right. Count goes to 1-2. Looks down to his third base coach down there in Jeff Powell. Vine Satterfield digs back into the right side. Down in the count, 1-2. Right-hander comes set. He'll deliver. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be chopped to the left side. Pierce up with this one. Fires over to first on a strong throw. And gets the first out here. Nice job by Pierce to come charging up on that chopping ground ball. So he made a nice throw. Stayed composed. Almost kind of tipped over with this turf surface and the cleats. But was able to stay up and make a throw over to first. That's going to bring up Zach White. White waits for the first pitch. He'll lift this one to the right side. That's going to go foul. His count goes to 0-1. Action down in the Southwest bullpen. As Ty Barrett gets warm. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball one. Ty Barrett currently playing first base for the Southwest team. As his pitcher White. We'll see if he comes back in. As here comes the 1-1 pitch. That one's going to miss outside for ball two. White currently at the dish. White 0 for 1 on the morning. Also with that strikeout in the first inning. Here comes the 1-2. That's going to miss low. Count moves even at 2. Two-two count with one away here in the top of the fourth. Pacific Southwest leading this one by a score of 1-0. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. This one's going to be lined into right center field. That down for a hit. Center fielder throws to first base. Wow, what a play. The center fielder of Vidia threw over to first base, but White able to reach safely as he slid into the first base bag. Avedia out there in center playing very shallow. And with that hard hit ground ball, through the middle. He was able to come up with a throw and nearly got him. But White's going to lead off a first. Bavon steps up to the plate. Here comes the first pitch. That's going to miss outside, and no throw back down to first base despite the fake throw from catcher Gavin Van Groningen. Rangel, the right-hander, sets, looks into his catcher, delivers the 1-0 pitch. Runner breaks for second. He's going to get down to second base on the throw. So White picks up a stolen base as Van Groningen's throw well wide of the bag. So a runner in scoring position with one away here for the Southwest team. Southwest looking for their first win of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Rangel looks into his catcher, gives him the head nod, sets, delivers the 2-0. That one's going to miss inside. It's going to get past the catcher, Van Groningen. Runner's going to go down to third. As Bavon faces a 3-0 count. We'll see if he gets the green light or not to try to drive this run in. All Bavon needs to do is hit something either to the right side or lift a fly ball to the outfield. The infield in now for Pacific Southwest as here comes a 3-0. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Bavon chasing that outside fastball. Tried to pull it and couldn't connect. Davis playing even with the bag as well as Pierce on the corners. Middle infielder is playing semi-up. As here comes a 3-1. That one's going to miss for ball four. So Bavon draws a one-out walk here, and it's first and third for Grant Smithson. Smithson, the right fielder, digs in here 1-for-1 on the day. Had the single back in the second and would advance to third on a pass ball. Or advance to second, rather. We'll see what Bavon does here as Rangel is going to step off the back of the rubber and reset. White is going to lead off of third. Bavon off of first with a short lead. Here comes the first pitch. Runner's going to break for second. The throw down to second is going to be cut off by the shortstop, Springer, to prevent the runner over at third, White, from going home. So Bavon picks up a stolen base. And Smithson has an 0-1 count here with one away. Two runners in scoring position. Rangel sets and delivers the 0-1. It's going to be bunted to Suicide Squeeze at home. The play is going to be cut off and now a pickle as the pitcher is going to flip it back to the third baseman, Pierce. Pierce back to the catcher, Van Groningen, now back to third. And now no one at home plate as he tags him out just in time. What a play there. The other two runners, Bavon moving over to third, Smithson over to second on the fielder's choice bunt. But what a play there. That one was a crazy one. The pitcher came up on the bunt, got the ball, realized that White over there was halfway, so he got in a pickle with him. Fired over to his third baseman, Pierce. Pierce fired back to his catcher, Van Groningen, and then some assistance from Springer, I believe, at short. As he got the ball, and then no one was at home plate. As White tried to outrun him, but could not do so. Evans Funk awaits the first pitch. That one's going to be outside for ball one. Evans Funk so far lined out to the second baseman, Gavin Gamble, back in the second. So he searches for a hit here with two runners again in scoring position. Still a 1-0 game. The 1-0 pitch is delivered. This one's going to be a breaking ball that's in there for a strike. Now the runner caught down in a pickle again. Now he's going to get back to third safely. As Bavon trying to make something happen for the Southwest team. Evans Funk digs back into the right side. Awaits the 1-1 pitch from the right-hander. This one chopped towards the third base side over the head of the third baseman. One run's going to come around to score. Now the second run's going to be held up. As Evans Funk delivers an RBI single here with two away, and this one's tied at one. Bavon comes around to score on the high chopper. Pierce tried to come up with it, as he jumped. But that one with the high chopping turf surface was over the head, and then Wilkinson out in left field threw it back in. So Smithson stands on third. Evans Funk stands on first. We'll see if he steals. Barrett digs in here. Runner not for second. Now the ball's going to be thrown into the turf surface down at third. Runner's going to come around to score. And now Southwest is going to lead this game by a score of 2-1. Well, a weird play there as Van Groningen, I think, tried to fake throw down to second. The ball came out of his hand and went down the third baseline, and no one was there. And as Pierce had to come up and charge it and didn't have a play at home, as the runner Smithson, smartly aware of where that ball was, came around to score the second run for Southwest. Evans Van Funk also moving up to second base on the play. Not really sure how that's officially going to be scored. Rangel, after a mound visit from his head coach, Matt Gamble, is going to toe the rubber again and get set to go. So a turn of events here. As Barrett awaits a 0-1 count. Right-hander Rangel comes set. He'll deliver. That one's going to be up high for ball one. One-one count with two away. Evans Funk leads off a second. Barrett awaits the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. If Barrett can reach here, it's going to be Reese Weatherton. Weatherton 0-for-1 on the day with a K. A 1-2 count to Barrett. The right-hander comes, sets, delivers. This one's going to be down the right side, but that's going to go foul. Count will go remain at 1-2. Evans Funk almost all the way at third base. As soon as that one was fouled off, a nice job by Evans Funk to read that one off the bat. The shortstop sprinter is going to hold him on. Here comes the 1-2. That's going to miss outside. A good waste pitch there by Rangel. 2-2 count now with two away. Evans Funk off a second. Rangel sets and delivers a 2-2. That's going to miss inside, and the count's going to go full. A nice job here by Barrett. Down in the count early. Had two strikes on him. Now battle back to a full count. Rangel comes set. Look back to second. Here comes the payoff pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be lined down the left field line. That one scooped up, caught by Pierce. As Pacific Southwest going to get out of this jam, but Southwest puts up two runs here in the top of the fourth inning. They lead this one by a score of 2-1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on sfmsports.net.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Cal Seniors Yard as Southwest puts up two runs in the top of the fourth inning as Robert Bavon and Grant Smithson came around to score. This one into the bottom of the fourth now as Pacific Southwest is going to bring up Will Springer, Gavin Van Groningen, and then Vincent Rangel. And Springer's going to wait the first pitch. That one's going to be in the dirt. Miss low. The count is going to go to 1-0. Well, now on the mound is going to be Ty Barrett. Barrett comes in relief of Zach White. Barrett sets and delivers the 1-0. That one's going to miss low as well. The count goes to 2-0. Barrett formerly at first base. As the 2-0 pitch is delivered from the right-hander, that one's going to miss low as well. And a 3-0 count. Smart move here by Vivan. He's going to go and talk to his pitcher to make sure everything's all right. Parker Foote in for Weatherington over there at first base. As that pitch is going to be delivered low. So a four-pitch walk here to Springer. As he starts things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Pacific Southwest. Gavin Van Garnigan digs into the right side here. A runner over on first. Van Garnigan so far today is 0-for-1. Flew out to the third baseman, Evans Funk, in his first at-bat as the first pitch is going to be delivered outside for ball one. Parker Foote holding the runner on over there at first. Springer leads off. The 1-0 pitch here from the right-hander Barrett. He comes set and delivers. This one's going to miss low. It's going to get past Bavon. Runner's going to go to second on the pass ball. So now a runner in scoring position for Van Garnigan. Barrett, the right-hander, comes set. Looks back to second, delivers the 2-0. That's going to miss down low for ball three. One game here in the bottom of the fourth. A 3-0 count to Van Groningen. Here comes the pitch. That's going to miss low. So another four-pitch walk here. It's now eight straight balls for the right-handed pitcher, Barrett. As his coach is going to come out and talk to him. See if we have a few switches or not here. Van Groningen draws a walk. Springer draws a walk. It's a first and second situation here with no one away. Well, Pacific Southwest coming in with a 2-1 record. Lost their first game the other day in a morning contest. Southwest coming into this one with an 0-2 record. As everything is going to be all right, Barrett's going to stay on the mound. Potentially a little nerves from the young right-hander. Pitching in a big-time spot. Southwest searching for their first win would love to leave on a positive note as they most likely will not advance to the next round. Pacific Southwest looking for a huge third win. As here comes the first pitch. This one's going to be in there for strike one. And Barrett finds himself now in a strike column. Rangel the hitter. Springer off a second. Van Groningen off a first. Right-hander Barrett comes set at the waist. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. A nice job there by Barrett to battle back after a mound visit. Delivered a good breaking ball there that started out in the middle half of the plate and broke out to the outer half of the zone. So here comes the 0-2 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be in there for strike three. A nice job by Ty Barrett to battle back. And now there's one away with two runners on for Matthew Aguirre. Aguirre so far on the day has that solo shot over the left field fence. The 2-2 fastball that he grooved. As here comes the first pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to miss on the inside corner for ball one. A humid Wednesday afternoon. So here comes the 1-0 pitch. This one's going to be grounded towards the left side. Over to second for one. Fired back over to first for the 6-4-3 double play. A nice job by Vin Satterfield over there at short to stay down on it. Flips it to Stewart for one at second. As Southwest gets out of a jam here. And they lead this one by a score of 2-1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry, the minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Well, top of the fifth inning here as the Southwest team leads the Pacific Southwest team by a score of 2-1. Getting into the later innings here over at Nationals Field. Japan's taking on Puerto Rico, and they're in the fourth inning. Also some action over there at Citizens Field, where Pacific Northwest is taking on the team from Maryland. As the warm-up toss is now completed, from Rangel, as he'll come out for his fifth inning of work. I believe we're going to have a substitution here, as Parker Foot is now going to come to the dish. Now they just have to make sure that everything is in order after these substitutions last inning. Parker Foot on deck circle. Now the coach for the Southwest team, Jeff Poe, is going to come out and talk to the home plate umpire to make sure everything's straightened up. As Rangel will walk around the mound here. So it is indeed Parker Foot that came in for Reese Weatherton. Parker Kerfoot will dig in to the right side. First pitch is delivered low for a ball, and the count goes to 1-0. Parker Kerfoot awaits the 1-0. This one's going to be grounded back up the middle. Rangel up with this one. Fires over to first in plenty of time to get the first out. So a weak ground ball is now Parker Kerfoot. Tripped over the first base bag. He'll get up and be all right. There's a nice salute there from Daylon Davis over there at first base, helping him get up. And so that's going to bring up Garrett Hatfield here with one away. Hatfield 0 for 1 on the day. Had a ground ball to the shortstop Springer back in the third. Rangel, the right-hander, will come set. He'll deliver the first pitch. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike one. Well, some action again down in the Southwest bullpen. As Joey McCracken gets loose. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to miss outside for ball one. Two runs for Southwest in the top of the fourth. One run for Pacific Southwest in the bottom of the second. As we sit in the top half of the fifth inning right now. A 1-1 count with one away to Hatfield. That one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. The wind continuing to blow out to dead center field. We saw a home run earlier in the game from the Pacific Southwest extra player, Matthew Aguirre. That one cleared the left field fence with plenty of room. So here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be in there for strike three. A nice pitch there by Rangel to come in with a fastball on the inner half. Picks up another strikeout. That'll turn the lineup card over for Evan Stewart. Stewart so far in the day 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. as he searches for his first hit of the contest. The first pitch is delivered outside for ball one. Six strikeouts so far for Rangel. As the 1-0 pitch is delivered over the middle for strike one. Well, Stewart, a good take there by him. So he has two strikeouts on the day. Looks for some confidence and looks for that pitch he can drive. As here comes the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be an off-speed. That's one on miss for strike two. Rangel with some sort of, looked like a knuckleball or some sort of changeup on that one. As here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. That one's going to miss outside. And the count goes even at two. Well, coming up next game, it's going to be the team from Middle Atlantic versus Ohio Valley. That one's set to get underway at 12:30. As the 2-2 is going to be chopped in front of the plate. Van Groningen fires over to first with this one. And it gets the out in time. Southwest still leads it 2-1. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it. Love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Well, bottom of the fifth inning here as Pacific Southwest comes to the plate. It's going to be Avedia, Davis, and Pierce due up. Avedia so far in this contest, 0-1, had the line out back to Zach White on the mound. As Pacific Southwest finds themselves down by one. A 2-1 game, Southwest with two runs in the fourth. Pacific Southwest with the solo shot of courtesy of the Matthew Aguirre. Home run over the left field fence back in the second. As Avedia digs in here. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, Barrett. That one's going to miss inside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. That misses outside. So the count goes to 2-0. Substitution. For the Pacific Southwest team, Ethan Teal is going to come in replacement of Daylon Davis as the 2-0 pitch is chopped foul. The count goes to 2-1. Teal will slide over to first base and bat after Avedia in the lineup. Barrett, the right-hander, sets and delivers a 2-1. That misses low in the dirt for ball three. 3-1 count here to the center fielder from Pacific Southwest. On a hot, humid afternoon here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Just past 11 o'clock Eastern time. As here comes a 3-1, that's lifted foul. And the count goes full at 3-2. Games at 12:30, 3:00, 5:30, and 8 the rest of the day. As here comes the payoff pitch from the right-hander. That misses low in the dirt. And so Avedia draws a leadoff walk here for Pacific Southwest. And that's going to bring Ethan Teal to the dish. Teal's going to dig into the right side. Teal awaits the first pitch. Barrett, the right-hander, sets and delivers. It's going to be bunted, but that one's going to go foul. As Teal squared around to bunt, Avedia off of first base, pretty pretty lengthy lead over there. Got off even more with a secondary lead after Teal squared around to bunt. Teal awaits the 0-1 pitch here with no one away. Avedia leads off of first. The right-hander Barrett fires back over to first, but not nearly in time to get Teal. As Teal, two steps off, just jumped back towards first base and was safe by a mile. Barrett holding them close, though. Teal leads off of first a little further this time. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. He's going to square around a bunt. Now he's going to take it. Count goes to 1-1. Teal just looking to do a job here. He needs to move a video over. Is now the throw back to first. Not going to be in time. Like the idea there by Barrett. Try to keep that runner close so they can potentially get the lead runner on the bunt. As now Teal squares around to bunt the 1-1 pitch. He'll take it. That's going to be low, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the coaches of the Southwest team, Jeff Pope, yelling at his pitcher Barrett that he's all right. Here comes a 2-1, squares around Teal. He'll take that one this time for a strike, and the count goes to 2-2. So Teal now, we'll see if he tries to square around and bunt it. As he tries to do a job in moving Avedia over to second. As Pierce stands on deck. Barrett, the right-hander, looks into his catcher, Bavon. Bavon flashes a sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be grounded back up the middle. A 6-4, not a double play, as the play over at first base is going to be is going to be the only play. As the shortstop, Vin Satterfield, looks like he was going to flip it to a second baseman. Stewart did not do so. Ran to the bag instead. Got the lead out. So now Teal stands over on first on the fielder's choice. As Avedia retired on a 6-0. And there'll be one away for Trace Pierce. Pierce so far on the day 0-for-1 had the lineout to the second baseman Stewart. Back in the third. There's a throw over to first base from Barrett. Not going to be in time to get Teal. The right-hander Barrett comes set. Delivers the first pitch. This one's going to be on the outside corner for strike one. Well, Pierce, the third baseman, has gotten a few balls towards his way so far this game and made all the plays pretty well. And that Bavon ground ball back in the second. Then a Vin Satterfield ground ball in the fourth. As here comes the 0-1 pitch. This one's going to miss low in the dirt and move the count even at one. Barrett working well here. So we sit in the bottom of the fifth inning with one away. A 1-1 count is going to have to wait as Barrett steps off the back of the rubber to look the runner over at first base, Steel, back. Teal leads off of first, a short lead. And the throw back over to first base, not going to get him. Fifth inning over at Nationals Field as Japan taking on Puerto Rico. Barrett, the right-hander, comes set. Now we'll deliver. This one's going to be roped into center field, or shallow. The shallow infield, rather. That one off the bat initially. It looked like it was going to be to center field, but Vin Satterfield comes up with a catch. And so they'll be two away. That one off the end of Pierce's bat. Got a good chunk of it. But because he hit it off the end of the bat, didn't go very far. So there'll be two away for Elias Garcia. Elias digs into the right side. The throw back to first base, not going to happen as Barrett held on to that one after stepping off the back of the rubber. Keeping Teal honest over there as Teal leads off. Pacific Southwest down by one run here in the bottom of the fifth. The right-hander Barrett comes set, delivers the first pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be grounded over to short. Up with this one is Vin Satterfield. Fires over to first. And it just in time to get the third out. As Southwest still leads this one 2-1. We'll head to the top of the sixth. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any SFMSports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free? That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
You're working out. You're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the sixth inning here as Southwest leads this one by a score of 2-1. They'll come to the plate here looking to add an insurance run. As Vin Satterfield, White, and Bavon do up. Vin Satterfield digs into the right side. So far this evening, 0-2. With a strikeout and a ground out as he takes the first pitch on the outer half for strike one. Evans Funk back in the game for Pacific Southwest as that pitch is going to be lined into left field, and the left fielder Wilkinson able to make the catch there. Zach White now comes to the plate. He's 1-for-2 on the day. Had the strikeout in the first and then a single back in the fourth. And later be retired on a rundown. As the first pitch is delivered outside for ball one. Evans Funk back in the game for this Pacific Southwest team. Or the Southwest team, actually. As that pitch is going to be outside for ball two. A 2-0 count here. White looks to pick up his second hit of the game. Now we're going to have a slight delay as the ball from the pitcher warming up for Southwest. Evan Stewart got into the left field corner. As here comes the 2-0 pitch. This one's going to be swung on a miss for strike one. Well, after White, it's going to be Robert Bavon. Bavon, the catcher for the Southwest team. So far on the day, has drawn a walk, came around and scored. As the 2-1 pitch is going to be cracked, fouled, and the count's going to go even at 2. Bavon with that walk in the fourth, stole a base, then came around to score the first run for Southwest. So this one's a 2-1 game. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be blooped down the right field line. It's going to be fair as that's going to get into the right field corner. And so he has himself a single here. White with a one-out single to bring out Bavon. Garcia, the right fielder, doing a nice job to get over there quickly. Is that one a Texas leaguer fly ball? Blooped down the right field line in fair territory as Garcia throws the ball back in. So White leads off of first. Bavon digs in the box. The throw back over to first. Not going to be in time to get White. One out here in the top of the sixth. Southwest looking to add that insurance run. As here comes the first pitch. That one's going to miss low. For Bavon, and the count's going to be 1-0. After this game, it's going to be the Middle Atlantic team facing off against Ohio Valley. Wind blowing straight across to left field now. As the right-hander sets and delivers 1-0. Runner breaks for second to throw down to second base. Not going to be in time. As the runner over there in White picks up a stolen base, his second of the day. As Bavon now has a runner in scoring position. 2-0 count with one away. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. This one's going to be lined in the left field. That's going to be down for a hit. Wilkinson up with this one. The runner's going to get the red light at third. It's now a first and third situation for Grant Smithson. Smithson will dig into the box here with the first and third situation. Pavon over there at first. White at third now. Pavon with his first hit of the day. Smithson's going to dig in the box, two for two. Has two singles. Now we're going to get a mound visit from the head coach, Matt Gamble, of the Pacific Southwest team to make sure his pitcher, Rangel, is all right. Two-one game here in the top of the sixth. Pacific Southwest down by one. As we are indeed going to get a new pitcher here. We'll try to take a peek at who it is, and it is going to be Will Springer. Springer comes to the mound. I'll get the other defensive changes for you here in a second. The 3 o'clock game is going to be between Southwest and Pacific Northwest. At 5:30 right here at Cal Seniors Yard is going to be the team from Southeast facing off against the Midwest Plains team. And rounding things out for this very lengthy day, it's going to be the team from Maryland facing off against New England. Springer delivers some warm-up pitches here. Well, the region that this Southwest team came from consisted of Northern Arkansas, Southern Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Mexico, Oklahoma, East, South, and West Texas, and then the Virgin Islands. So a tremendous honor for these kids to get here. And a big congratulations to that ball club. It's on the other side, the Pacific Southwest team. Consisted of Arizona, North California, Central California, Southern California, Guam, Hawaii, Nevada, and Utah. So congratulations to them as well, as they have a 2-1 record in the World Series. Southwest still searching for their first win. Springer is going to be all done with his warm-up tosses here, as Bo Wilkinson is going to dig in. Grant Smithson, actually. Smithson, the right fielder, 2-for-2 on the day. Had the single in the second, single in the fourth. Would also come around to score the second run for the Southwest team. So he has a first and third situation here. White off a third, Bavon off a first. Runner breaks for second, no throw down to second, as that one's going to be cut off. So Bavon picks up another stolen base on the day. That's his second as well. As now the infield is going to come in for Pacific Southwest. With two runners in scoring position, as Smithson awaits the 0-1 pitch. Springer, the right-hander, looks into his catcher, Van Groningen. Now a time called at home plate. Smithson's going to look down to his coach over there at third. Take some signs, now dig back in. Smithson awaits the 0-1. Springer, the right-hander, sets at the chest and delivers. This one's going to be swung on and missed for strike two. Well, Smithson with that high-velocity fastball. Stands on the mound. Pretty lengthy. Smithson awaits the 0-2. The right-hander Springer sets and delivers. This one back up the middle. Now a pickle. No, the runner looks back to third. Fire back over to first for an important second out. As Southwest had nothing to do there. Springer does a tremendous job looking the runner over there at third base. Back over to the bag. As White had no choice but to go back to the base. So two away here for Jacob Evans Funk. Evans Funk digs into the right side. He'll await the first pitch. The right-hander Springer comes set. He delivers. That one's going to be outside for ball one. Two away here to the Southwest third baseman. He awaits the 1-0 pitch. Springer comes set at the chest. He'll deliver. This one's going to be up high for ball two. White still over on third. Bavon off a second. Infield playing back now at their respective depths. Middle infield playing closer to the second base bag as they hold Bavon close. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Springer. This one's going to be a swung on and missed for strike one. Springer looks into his catcher. Van Groningen flashes a sign. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. This one's going to be in there for strike two. All the players that remain in the Pacific Southwest dugout clearly visually nervous as they trot around that dugout as well as the coaches. Same thing on the other side in the Southwest dugout. As here comes the 2-2 pitch with two away. This one's going to be a check swing back, a ground ball to first. Stepped on the bag for the third out as Pacific Southwest gets out of a jam. They find themselves down by one and they need a run. It's do or die time for the Pacific Southwest team. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You already know your Giant Card is a great way to bag real savings on groceries.
But it does so much more, like helping you drive up your fuel savings at the pump.
By using your Giant Card, you'll earn gas rewards with every dollar you spend, every time you shop.
So the more you buy, the more you save.
You'll save 10 cents per gallon for every 100 points you earn.
Then just redeem your points at any participating Giant or Shell gas station. It's that easy.
Gas rewards, fueled by Giant and Shell.
This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series
from SFMSports.net.
Bo Wilkinson, Gavin Gamble, and Will Springer do up here for Pacific Southwest as it's do or die time for this team. They're down by one run here in the last inning. Back out on the mound for Southwest is Ty Barrett. He's worked three innings now. Pacific Southwest looking for that run to stay alive. They came into this one with a 2-1 record in that tough division. Barrett will toe the rubber and look to close things out for this Southwest team. Southwest looking for their first win as here comes the first pitch. That's going to be in there for strike one. Well, Southwest crowd showing their support for their team as the Pacific Southwest fans look to get a spark. As here comes the 0-1 pitch from the right-hander. This one's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be in there for strike two. Well, what a nice job with the command of that breaking ball from Barrett. Seen that for the last couple innings now. Nice job by the right-hander. As he'll come set, now deliver the 0-2 pitch. That one's going to be just on the off the outside corner for ball one. Well, Pacific Southwest currently leading the A division with a 2-1 record as Maryland State with a 2-0 record is also battling today as well. As here comes the 1-2 pitch, it's going to be a check swing. That's going to be the dirt, the appeal down to first base is going to have to be granted first. And no appeal, so it's still going to be a 2-2 count here. Two-two count. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. This one's fouled off, and the count remains even at two. The ball's going to be flipped back into play as Bavon tosses it back to the home plate umpire. Well, after this one, stay tuned as it's going to be Middle Atlantic versus Ohio Valley. at 12:30. As here comes the 2-2 delivery. That's going to be a breaking ball in there for strike three. What a pitch there by Barrett. As Wilkinson goes down on strikes. That will bring up Gavin Gamble. Gamble so far in the day, 0 for 1, has the walk back in the first, and then a strikeout in the third. As the first pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. 2-1 game as Southwest leads this one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from the right-hander Barrett. This one's going to miss inside and get back to the backstop. This count goes to 1-1. One-one count with one away. Gamble, the second baseman, awaits the pitch. He scores around a bunt, and third baseman playing back now. Barrett can't field it cleanly. So the sneaky bunt from Gamble is going to allow him to reach first base, and there's life for this Pacific Southwest team. As that will bring up the shortstop, Will Springer. Springer so far in the day, 0-for-1. Had a walk in his last at-bat in the fourth. Would advance over to second before being stranded on a pass ball. With that wide open stance, he'll dig in here. Throwback over to first base, not going to be in time. Parker Kerfoot over there at first base for the Southwest team. Here comes the first pitch. It's going to be a breaking ball that's going to be in there for strike one. What a nice job by Ty Barrett with his breaking ball here in this inning. The 0-1 pitch is going to have to wait as it's fired back over to first, but not in time to get the runner. Springer down the count 0-1. Barrett looks into his catcher, Pavon. Pavon flashes a sign. Here's the 0-1 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball line through the left side. That's going to be through for a hit. And now a first and second situation with one away for Gavin Van Groningen. Springer delivers a huge hit to keep this team alive. As Van Groningen will dig into the right side. The Pacific Southwest catcher is 0-for-1 in the day, also has a walk. And then was retired on a fielder's choice off the bat of Matthew Aguirre. Here comes the first pitch to Van Groningen. It's going to be down the third baseline and just foul. That would have scored a run right there as that one gets into the left field corner. Just wide of the third base bag there. Van Groningen almost ties this one up. Gamble off a second, Springer off a first. Now we're going to have time called here as the head coach for the Southwest team, Jeff Poe, is going to come out and talk to his pitcher again to make sure they're all on the same page here. Poe now retreats back to the dugout as Barrett will retreat back to the mound. Gamble goes back to second, Springer back to first. They both lead off. Van Groningen awaits the 0-1 pitch with one away. Barrett, the right-hander, comes set. He'll pause at the waist. Now he'll turn back to second and not get the runner. Barrett will come set at the waist. Looking the runner back a second. The 0-1 pitch is going to miss outside, and the count goes even at one. Following Van Groningen is going to be Vincent Rangel. Rangel 0-for-2 on the day so far. As the right-hander Barrett comes set at the waist. The 1-1 pitch is going to be lifted to left field. That one's going to reach the seats, however. And so the count goes to 1-2. Well, a good swing there by Van Groningen. Just out in front of that one. Had some good contact with that one. But Vaughn flashes some signs to his pitcher. Now he'll come set. The right-hander delivers the 1-2. That's going to be a breaking ball that just misses. On the inside corner, Van Groningen ducked out of the way of that one. Didn't realize it was a breaking ball. As the pitcher, Barrett, thought that one was strike three. A 2-2 count with one away. Barrett comes set at the waist. He delivers the 2-2. It's going to be foul tipped. And so Van Groningen stays alive. What a job by the Pacific Southwest catcher. A crucial and nerve-wracking at-bat as they look to stay alive. 2-1 game as Southwest leads it. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from the right-hander Barrett. Now he'll have to wait as he's going to step off and make sure the runner Gamble is close at second. Gamble leads off. Springer also leads off of first. The 2-2 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be a breaking ball grounded towards the left side. Evans Funk up with this one to second for one. Now back over to first as no one is going to be out and the run's going to come around to score and it's going to be a tie game and the runner down to third. And so safe at third is the shortstop, I believe. I'm not really sure who exactly it is. It's going to be on the ground. He's hurt. That's the slide from Springer. Got into him, but Gamble comes around to score as this one's going to be tied. So Evans Funk tries to go to second for the first out. Ruled safe over there was Springer. Van Groningen safe at first. As Springer able to advance over to third on the double play attempt. So the shortstop, Vince Satterfield, is going to be all right. Vince Satterfield doing a nice job this game. This one tied at two. Some drama late. The winning run over on third. This game crucial for this Pacific Southwest team as they try to advance. Now the infield's going to come in here. Crowd coming to life for Pacific Southwest. Nerves on the other side for Southwest. The right-hander Barrett. Wait to deliver. Now they're intentionally going to walk Vincent Rangel to load the bases. And Van Groningen goes down to second on the stolen base. They're trying to pitch out here. Or intentionally walk them. So it's going to be a bases loaded situation here as Matthew Aguirre is going to come to the dish. Aguirre, if you remember, had that home run in the second inning. That was a solo shot that went over the left field fence. So he got a 2-2 fastball he could groove. And then in the fourth, he grounded into a double play. So a tale of two stories for the extra player. Aguirre trying to be the hero here for Pacific Southwest. Rangel off of first. Van Groningen off of second. Springer off of third. The right-hander Barrett looks into his catcher, Bavon. Bavon will flash a sign. Barrett comes set. He'll deliver. This one's going to miss low. And the count goes to 1-0. One have to imagine if that, for whatever potential reason, that there could be a pass ball or a wild pitch at the runner over there on third or try to come around and score. Aguirre digs back in the front side of the right-hander's box. Here comes the 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. It's going to be swung on and missed. Strike one. Everyone on edge here. Pacific Southwest shaking their hats and luck in the dugout. Coaches on edge. Fans also on edge on both sides. As Barrett comes set at the waist, he'll deliver the 1-1 pitch. It's going to be swung on a miss for strike two. A good breaking ball there by the right-hander as he finds himself ahead in the count. Aguirre awaits the 1-2 pitch. Barrett comes set, looks over to third, delivers the 1-2. This one's going to be lifted to the left field. That one's going to get down. That's going to win it. Matthew Aguirre, the hero for Pacific Southwest, as they walk this one off, 3-2 winners. Aguirre delivers a one-out RBI hit to left center field as that one got to the wall. Pacific Southwest wins this one by a final score of 3-2. Southwest in agony and defeat. Over there on the third baseline, now they'll line up for the awards as we'll tune in here and listen to those awards.
The Ron Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth League late President CEO Ron Tellefson. His commitment to our nation's youth was unsurpassed. His primary objective was that every child had the opportunity to play in this great game. Presenting the award today is Terry Rakeli. Mr. Rakeli is the Assistant Pacific Southwest Regional Commissioner of the Babe Ruth League and member of the Cal Ripken World Series Task Force. The award today for Southwest goes to number 8, Jacob Evans Funk. And the award for Pacific Southwest goes to number 7, Matthew Aguirre. Congratulations to the outstanding players.
Well, these two teams now go through the handshake line as Pacific Southwest walks off winners here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They win this one by a final score of 3-2. We'll take a quick break and head back for the postgame show and recap of how this one happened. This is the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series on SFMSports.net.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from SFMSports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to SFMSports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard Mobile app, powered by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros, Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer.
Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Driving can be frustrating, but aggressive driving will get you nowhere. Speeding or ignoring traffic signals is dangerous and unlawful, resulting in tickets, fines, and points. You can't control traffic, but you can control your driving. So plan an alternate route and allow plenty of time to reach your destination. Drive courteously, because like aggressive driving, courtesy is contagious. And wear your seatbelt. It's the law in Maryland and your best defense against an aggressive driver. This message brought to you by the Maryland Department of Transportation and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Pacific Southwest walk-off winners here as they win this one by a final score of 3-2. Let's take you back through the action as the Pacific Southwest team would get things going in the second inning off the hero of this game, Matthew Aguirre. He was two for three on the day as he had a home run back in the second inning. That would be the first run of this game as Aguirre would launch a 2-2 fastball over the left field fence that went just in front of the Babe Ruth logo painted in the grass out there. So the Pacific Southwest team would lead at that point 1-0. But the team from Southwest would respond in the fourth inning. As in that top of the fourth inning, Robert Bavon would come around to score as well as Grant Smithson. Smithson came around to score pretty easily after a pass ball. So that would, at that point, be a 2-1 game as the Southwest team would lead. But the action, the drama late in this one, in the sixth inning, down by 2 runs. The Pacific Southwest team with the never-say-die attitude would come around and score 2 runs as they would win it. Gavin Gamble came around to score the first run, which made it a 4-3 game, or a 3-2 game, rather. As at that point, then Will Springer would come around to score the game-winning run off of the bat of a Matthew Aguirre shot to left center field as Matthew Aguirre, the hero in this one for Pacific Southwest. Pacific Southwest improves to a 3-1 record in the World Series as the team from Southwest, again in agony and defeat, loses and falls to 0-3 on the World Series. Well, coming up next is going to be the matchup between Middle Atlantic and Ohio Valley. Is that one set to get underway just around at 12:30? Could be a little earlier as this game got started earlier as well. Well, stay tuned. I'll have that call for you just on the other side. This has been a presentation of SFMSports.net.
SFMSports.net and Ripken Baseball thanks you for listening to this presentation of the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. Visit SFMSports.net for audio archives, video interviews, and the latest updates from the Cal Ripken World Series.
Don't you let me go. Oh, gotta hold on. You gotta. los terroristas.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know.
Love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see you when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep, cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Well, you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go, only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go, and you let her go.
That's If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. we'll be right back.
about it, shout about it when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone? Show the magic of our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo-woo-woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe have left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
We're going to skate to one song, one song only.
This is a message from a fan.